Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. The Sacramento Kings, they missed out on the playoffs earlier this year after falling to the New Orleans Pelicans back in April. All this after the team made it back to the playoffs the year before, ending a 16-year drought. But the team hasn't rested this offseason, signing or re-signing some big-name players, as well as giving a multi-million dollar extension to head coach Mike Brown. But are these moves enough to get the team back to the playoffs when the new season tips off in just a few months? Fox 40 sports reporter Sean Cunningham has been keeping a close eye on the Kings for years, and he joins us now. Welcome, Sean.
Hey, Chris. How you doing? Good to be with you.
So last season was a little strange. The Kings missed the playoffs, but they did have a very good record, 46-36, only losing two more games than the previous year when they broke that playoff drought I mentioned a moment ago. So what's your take on last season? Does it rank as a success, a failure, what?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. I mean, I hate to talk out of both sides of my mouth here, but like you mentioned, just to two games in the win column separate a team that finished third a season ago to ninth in the West and had to go into the, you know, a tough time in the play-in tournament to try to earn their way into the playoffs. So, you know, the team bet on continuity. They bet on that all-star caliber play that they've had, not only all-star caliber play, but even all-league play that they've had from Domantas Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox over the from 2 years ago, bet on that again to try to see what they had and see if they could double down on the success that they had in the West to finish third. And unfortunately, they weren't able to do it. But I think Kings fans realize that, you know, I think the Kings and Kings fans both realize that they have a group that's worth building around and they needed to make it better. And certainly you have opportunities like the trade deadline and off seasons to be able to go and do that. And that's not even to mention the draft. So they knew what they needed coming into this offseason, and I think they've been able to basically address some of those needs. I think there's still some things that they still need to address, but if they go into this season with this complement of players and some of these additions that they've made this offseason, they're going to feel very good about where they stand in the Western Conference.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of those big offseason moves. I mean, you know, I have Kings games on at my house pretty much whenever they play. My wife is a big Kings fan. My kids are. I'm a Kings supporter. But tell us, who are some of the big signings that folks that they brought back or brought in that are new?
Well, let's start with ones they brought back first and foremost, because you mentioned Mike Brown. And I think in order to, you know, two seasons ago, he was coach of the year in the NBA. And to finish two wins less, all of a sudden there was some chatter about whether or not Mike Brown should be the man to lead this team for the next few years and get to ultimately where they feel that they can belong and compete in the West and sustain playoff success. So first and foremost, they had to check that box. They've got Mike Brown back for the foreseeable future. They crumple up his old contract and get him with a brand new extension, as you mentioned a moment ago. And then I think the one of the biggest moves that they made this offseason was being able to keep a sixth man of the year candidate in Malik Monk. I mean, this guy, had he hit the open market, Chris, would have probably commanded a big, big dollar amount. And he showed a little bit of loyalty, not only to the Kings, and they obviously showed loyalty to him. They were capped at how much they could offer him. So you see him sign a deal, 4 years, $78 million. This guy, if he had hit the open market, could have made upwards of $25 million a year. All you have to look is see someone like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who went to Orlando and is making $25 million plus per season, which is more than the 4 years, 78 that he would have made that Malik Monk had made here in Sacramento. So he's choosing to stick with this group. And then, of course, you get through the draft, they add a guy like Devin Carter, who was arguably one of the best players in the country if you follow college basketball. He's not going to be available for Sacramento until likely 2025. He's got a shoulder injury, but this is one of the reasons why I think he slipped to Sacramento with their, you know, 13th overall pick. So to see, but the biggest acquisition overall, I'm kind of burying the lead here. You have that continuity, you add that promising pick for the future, and then you go and move two players who ultimately weren't that big in the grand scheme of what this Kings team does for ultimate success, and moving a guy like Harrison Barnes and Chris Duarte, who was buried in the depth chart, to bring in an all-star caliber player in DeMar DeRozan, a future Hall of Famer, and to be alongside of Domantas Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox as this 1, 2, and 3 headed monster in terms of their best players on this team. Just an absolute win for Sacramento, a talent upgrade. We don't know what this is going to look like in terms for wins and losses yet and how they make it all work. That's a recipe for Mike Brown to figure out. But Chris, an absolute undeniable upgrade in talent. He's 35, so he's a lot older, but clearly if you've watched NBA basketball, you've heard of DeMar DeRozan. He's a former All-Star. He's a gold medalist. This guy checks a lot of boxes, and he wants to see himself get to that postseason success, which has kind of eluded him in his career, and he's hoping to do that here in Sacramento.
Yeah, I think you mentioned those two big names, bringing back Malik Monk. So much energy, so much excitement when he's on the court, or even off the court. And then DeMar DeRozan, I mean, a six-time All-Star, watching games. I mean, his ability to close out some of these games is just amazing. He sort of takes over the way Fox sort of does, at times on the court. So that's going to be really exciting to watch. I'm wondering, Sean, for you as a reporter, as someone who's followed the Kings, you know, what is this like seeing them bring in all-stars, bring in these big names when just a few years back, I mean, they weren't getting talent like this?
No, they haven't. And I mean, that's the unfortunate thing about Kings fans and Sacramento being a smaller market in comparison to a lot of the NBA teams, that you typically grow accustomed to a lot of these big name players choosing to pass on Sacramento, even if Sacramento is able to offer them a lot of money. The best recipe for Sacramento to lure top tier talent has been through trades. And we've seen that certainly over the years with the likes of Chris Webber, Ron Artest. It's been some tough sledding. I mean, Kings fans know you just can't have a 16-year playoff drought to where you hadn't even been able to been part of the top 8 teams in the Western Conference to compete for a championship. And it's tough sledding. But if you're able to grow through the draft and add some of these pieces in the trade, you can kind of get something. And certainly they've done that with the likes of De'Aaron Fox. They had to move a guy like Tyrese Haliburton, who was this up-and-coming star, a point guard who plays the same position as De'Aaron Fox. You move him to Indiana to bring in an all-star caliber player like Domantas Sabonis. People want to play alongside a guy like that because he just makes everyone better. You think of Nikola Jokic, the arguably the best player in the NBA in Denver, and now he's won championships and just playing in a style of basketball like that. And Domantas Sabonis does check kind of that box in terms of making everyone better and attracting top tier talent. So, when Malik Monk comes in to play with his best friend who he played in college with at Kentucky, with someone like De'Aaron Fox, he has his best season of his career under Fox and Sabonis. Brown. So to attract that top tier talent, you have to be in the mix. So it's very reminiscent, probably not in the same category, but very reminiscent of a style of play that this team really played with when they were at their peak in the early 2000s, that Western Conference Finals appearance with the likes of Chris Webber, Vlade Divac, Brad Miller, Bobby Jackson, Mike Bibby. Those types of style of play is so contagious, and it attracts some top-tier talent. And now DeMar DeRozan is one of those guys, and I love that you mentioned what he does in the fourth quarter when they were third in the West. De'Aaron Fox was that clutch player of the year. He led the league in fourth quarter scoring. A season later, it's DeMar DeRozan at 34 years old doing the same thing and leading the league in minutes. So it's a nice pairing. It'll be nice to see how this team closes out games.
Okay, Sean, we can't end without getting your prediction for the season. Next spring, are we going to see the Kings back in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. I think, look, I know that I say it's an evolution. This team is never done. It's not a finished product. But as they go into this season, here we are still about 2 months away from really tipping off the preseason and training camp. I like where the team is at. I think they can still add a couple more pieces, and they can take 21 players into training camp. Size and athleticism is really a benchmark they've needed to kind of check off. They absolutely need size and athleticism and physicality. But I think this is a good starting point. And to be able to contend in this Western Conference, you need talent above all. So I like where they're at. I think the trade deadline, right before the All-Star break in February, see where they're at that point. But yeah, I do like the fact that this team should be able to contend for a playoff spot. And I think they could be right around 4, 5, or 6 in the West.
Well, it's an exciting team. It looks to be an exciting season. Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
You got it. Anytime.
Sean Cunningham is a sports reporter for Fox 40, giving us an update on the Sacramento Kings offseason. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.